So a couple other papers I want to ask you about, and then we'll get to our cases. I see you had a paper at the last San Antonio meeting last December with Ann Partridge, who's really been a leader in terms of breast cancer in younger women, surgical treatment after neoadjuvant systemic therapy in young women with breast cancer, a prospective cohort study. How about that?
Yeah, so the young population is certainly a population that we like to focus on. We want to make sure that, again, our treatments that we give to our young women, that we're optimizing their quality of life at the same time as we're optimizing their survivorship. And so young women are more likely to present with larger tumors. They're more likely to present with high-risk biology. And so therefore, preoperative chemotherapy is often considered in young women. We again know that young women also are more likely to opt for more aggressive surgery, and we see higher rates of contralateral prophylactic mastectomy in our young women, even in the absence of positive genetic testing. And so those two facts are a bit in contrast to each other. So if young women are more likely to get preoperative chemotherapy, more likely to have actually a nice response to that preoperative chemotherapy, and then become good candidates for breast conservation, yet we're still seeing young women choose the more aggressive surgery when we know that there's no survival benefit to the more aggressive surgery. So we were really just, again, looking at the factors that predicted for the use of pre-op therapy and then looking at how the use of pre-op therapy impacted rates of breast conservation versus mastectomy versus bilateral mastectomy.